Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Listening to obey. Have you ever been confronted by someone claiming the Bible is full of contradictions? How about this one? God says, I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Psalm chapter 81, verse 7, verses, at Meribah, the Israelites tested the Lord. Exodus chapter 17, verse 7. Whenever we see a possible contradiction, remember this, context is king. We have to look at these two accounts in their proper context. In the Exodus account, the Israelites have just been delivered out of slavery in Egypt and crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. The pursuing Egyptian army tried to follow them, but the waters closed back over them and they drowned. 3 days later, we find the Israelites grumbling over a lack of drinkable water, which God miraculously supplies. A month after that, they are complaining about their food supply, which God miraculously supplies. And right on the heels of that, they are again complaining about not having water to drink, which God miraculously supplies. See Exodus chapters 15, 16, and 17. It is after this second miraculous supply of water that we read that phrase we are considering, the Israelites tested God. The Hebrew word for tested is nasa, which equates to, oh yeah, prove it, or I'll believe it when I see it, or as the Message paraphrase puts it, is God here with us or not? In Psalm chapter 81, God himself is speaking in verses 6 through 16. So he is the one who claims, I tested them at Meribah. The Hebrew word for tested in this instance is bahan. This means to investigate closely, to spot and bring out the impurities in fine metals. God not only makes the claim, I tested them, but he is also the one who tells us to selah, pause, and calmly consider. Consider what? After the first instance of grumbling about water in Exodus chapter 15, we read, there the Lord made a decree and a law for them, and there he tested them. He said, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. Exodus chapter 15, verses 25 and 26. Notice the words decree, law, and commands. Asaph says something similar in Psalm chapter 81, verse 4. This is a decree for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He established it as a statute for Joseph when he went out against Egypt. God is talking about laws before the Ten Commandments are given. What is the law he desires to be obeyed above all else? In a word, listen. If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, Exodus chapter 15, verse 25. I tested you at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will warn you, if you would but listen to me, O Israel, Psalm chapter 81, verses 7 and 8. God brings us to these moments of tests to see how we will respond. He doesn't need to know, but we need to know how we will respond. When we find ourselves wringing our hands or grumbling or saying, is God here with us or not? What does that tell us about our own heart? He wants us to be wholly his, so he has to bring out the impurities. That same word bahan is used when God speaks this word. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say they are my people and they will say the Lord is our God. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. Asaph uses the Hebrew word for listen 5 times in Psalm chapter 81. This word means listening with an attitude to obey. In order for us to hear God's voice, we have to listen with an attitude toward obedience. This is not, oh yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, but, oh yeah, I will obey it, so I will see it. As I pondered this, the Holy Spirit dropped these questions on my heart, which I encourage you to ponder as well. God is always speaking to me. Am I making quiet time to listen to his voice? God sometimes has to discipline me. Am I open to his purifying? God has wise counsel for me. Am I obeying it? God knows the best path for me. Am I walking in it? God wants to subdue my enemies. Am I asking him to do it? God has abundant blessings for me. Am I listening to obey? God will only speak a new word to me when I have obeyed his previous word to me. When I am in distress, I need to train myself to Selah so that I can say, God has brought me to this test. What do I need to learn? Am I listening to God's voice with an attitude to obey? May our heart's posture always be, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening and ready to obey whatever you speak to me. If you've missed any of the messages in our Selah series, I've shared a link in the show notes to all of those messages.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.